think with that bowling that's concerned, first of all, they have to be prepared to go for runs, and they have to have that inner fighting spirit in you to challenge yourself against the best in the world. It's not a very easy time to bowl. For me, I love challenges. I enjoy it. It brings the best out in me. When if it is there's a situation where you have someone like a Pollard or MS, you know, Shane Watson is batting and they're on the go. It's up to you as a player to feel okay. I'm the one to take that responsibility to stop them or to try and get them out. And if you need to mark yourself, you need to mark yourself against the best in the world. So I pride myself on that. I enjoy those moments. For the last 5 years when I played for CSK, MS had trusted me a lot in those situations. So it helped me. It helped me develop my game. And now everywhere I go with different teams around the world, it's basically the same situation I'm throwing to. So, and it's always important to develop new deliveries, but add some more weapon to your game. So, because batsmen, when you look at it now, most of them now play 360 degrees now, and it's not easy to contain any batter when they're on the go, especially when they have 360 degrees like an AB. You know, those guys are dangerous players. So it's very challenging, but at the same time, it's an opportunity you should always try and take with both hands, because that's where the world look up to you as one of the best. You know, if you can put yourself in those situations and come out on top more often than that, the entire world look at you as one of the best. When I now started early on, you know, I can't remember. Obviously, the Indian fans will definitely remember this playing back in the Caribbean, West Indies versus India. The last over, India need one run to win the game, and I bowled Yuvraj Singh with one of those deliveries, a slow dipper as well. And you know, I had lost it for a while. I had stopped bowling, and then I think last year in Big Bash, I started back working on it again, because for the simple reason, it's all good to bowl slower balls. When you have slower balls, it's fine. But slower balls basically work when you have the surface assisting you. So in Australia and South Africa, in those conditions, the slower ball is not as effective. So now you have to add something different. And I started working on a slower dipper. So it's try to bowl it more fuller. So automatically as a batter, from your first reaction when you see a full ball is to duck or to react some kind of negative way. And just pull on it a little more and try to get it to dip. So I've been working on it quite some time, and I'm happy that I'm able to bowl it in a game. I have the confidence now to bowl it in games and have success with it. So it's a ball that I'll be using a lot. So it's good to have another super delivery up my arm, so batsmen don't know what they expect. But as I said, it's hard work. It didn't happen overnight. You know, as I said, I mostly bowl in the most crucial time of a T20 game. So I definitely have to be on top of my game, because my entire team depends on me a lot in those situations. And I want to be able to, you know, deliver for them.